May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
May I have 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 your attention, please?
Do we have your attention? This is Attention Please, our relatively new program on Mondays to give us another time slot to talk to some interesting people about things going on in our community. I'm Larry Stein. We have different hosts on different weeks of this program. I usually do one a month. Thanks to Karen Anderson for that great new intro we have with all those people saying Attention Please. It makes us laugh every time. I have two really interesting people on today. One is a repeat of a guest who I've had before because she is Janine Boire, the executive director of the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. She not long ago had the news that the Science Center had acquired the flagship landing building on Water Street to be their ultimate headquarters and new location after an exhaustive project of planning and building and raising money and all everything you need to do to move an institution. Janine made some more news last week when Janine let people know that she is stepping down as the head of the Marine Science Center as the executive director. And that was news, again, very quickly after the flagship landing acquisition. And I thought I'd give her a call, and I looked into their search process, and I invited Janine and Diane Baxter, the board chair of the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. And I think you'll find the discussion about Janine's decision to step down at this point in the process of growing the Marine Science Center. And Diane, I think you'll find their input really interesting. Janine Boire and Diane Baxter on Attention, Please.
Janine, thank you for joining us. And Diane, thank you also. Janine, I want to get the baseline in terms of your decision to move on, really, to retire from the leadership of Marine Science Center.
Well, Larry, thanks so much for reaching out. And Diane and I are honored to be here on the show. As the community has heard, we're at a very exciting time. The Marine Science Center has a clear picture forward in terms of the growth trajectory. And the decision was not easy at all, as most life decisions are that are the right decision aren't easy, and there's all kinds of complexity. But two overriding pieces of data, because we're a science center. One is this next series of chapters of the Marine Science Center really requires someone that is going to have optimally 10 years with the organization and leading them through very complex times. So over those next 10 years is going to require a lot of energy and a lot of innovation. And I have other life journeys that I'd like to pursue over the next 5 years before I retire. So for that reason, but perhaps a more important reason is as we look at where our country is with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we look at the specific goal of the Port Townsend Marine Science Center to tell the long story of human interaction with these marine waters since time immemorial. That really is best told as close to first person as possible. And so for that reason, the board is actively recruiting from among, particularly among the Tsleil-Waututh people, as well as Indigenous peoples writ large. And I think that that's really powerful. And so I'm really excited about the board's leadership in that. They actually last year dug into our strategic plan and are looking at the whole strategic plan with a lens of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Well, this is a perfect time to switch over and talk to Diane, who's the chairperson of the board of the Port Tasman Marine Science Center. Diane, thank you for joining us also.
Thank you so much for inviting us, Larry. Yeah. We are both honored.
You mentioned to me before we started recording that you've been a member. You're one of the longest existing members of the organization. You said you joined it in 1984.
Visited here in 1984 and fell in love with this Marine Science Center. It's unpretentious. It is of the community, by the community, and for the community. And it is it engages people at every level, from little kids all the way through retirees like myself.
Yeah.
And it really is focused on inspiring conservation of the Salish Sea. As listeners already know, that is our watershed. And our health depends upon the health of the Salish Sea.
It sure does. And the link that Janine just brought up between the health of the Salish Sea, our use of it, our enjoyment of it, our benefiting from it, is so tied with the Native people who've been connected with it for so long, so much longer.
Absolutely. I think we sort of encapsulated our vision for the future. We envision generations of environmental stewards living in balance with marine ecosystems. And if you look back to the inspiration for that vision, you are looking back at people who did exactly that. And so there's a lot to be learned from really understanding the long story.
And that's such an important part of this story.
One of the things that I think sometimes gets missed, though, that is that the leadership of Indigenous people is today and it's current, and they're leading the way. And an example of one of the really most interesting things that I think we do at the Marine, or participate in at the Marine Science Center, is a collaboration called the Pacific Northwest Crab Research Group. And it is led by a coalition of four or five of the tribes that have pulled together a collaboration of 24 different entities, so another 20 different groups, including small marine science centers like us around Puget Sound, to study crab and the sustainability of crab. And that is current cutting edge research that is really powerful, and it's led by the tribes. And yeah. So I think that there's this illusion that we have that the heyday, if you will, of tribes is in the past. But I think it is going to lead us to, or help, and we all need to participate. It's not like there's going to be any one savior out there. But I'm really inspired by the work that the tribes in general are doing to pull us forward into a sustainable future.
Yeah, I am too. Every time I hear about the collaboration, specifically between the Jamestown Sklallam Group and the university, frankly, I'm always impressed when I learn about very bright young people who studied natural sciences and studied the waters and studied marine life, who were recruited by organizations like the Jamestown Sklallam to help them manage the seas around them. And it's just a wonderful use of a lot of young talent that's coming up through our universities.
I'd like to point out that in the last 8 years that Janine has led this organization, the Marine Science Center has really become a collaborator with many marine conservation, education, management, and research entities in the region. And in really strengthening those collaborations, Janine has created a platform for the future for this organization that is really part of the legacy for which we thank her, and just from the bottom of my heart. But the organization is really poised to play a major role as a collaborator and as a leader in some of the efforts as well. Mm-hmm. The board is moving forward with the selection of a new executive director, and we are seeking a leader who will continue to strengthen and expand authentic collaborations among all these regional partners to help ensure the long-term health of the Salish Sea.
Mm-hmm. I just recently read something put out by your organization about that search, and it is really an inclusive search. It's a search really looking through all the not just the conventional academic search process, but we're talking about reaching out to all the members of these collaborations to say, hey, we want to talk to your people who are as concerned about the Salish Sea as we are. And that is really what should be happening. It's kind of a model for the diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts of so many organizations.
Well, that is precisely our intention. And as the search committee moves forward, we hope that a lot of people will take a look at what we have written as a job description, because it says exactly what it is we're looking for. People can go to the website of the Marine Science Center and link to that and take a look at the job description, because it is really very different from a typical job description. And I think it will encourage people to see that the next leader will be someone who is innovative and entrepreneurial and wants to build on the spirit of collaboration, both among others in the community and as bedrock of the way in which we do business internally as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so impressed by that. So you're really trying to cast, as we to use a fishing metaphor again, you're casting the net out very widely to open it up to see who would be interested, really. And you're encouraging people in all areas of interest in the organization and in the sea that we live by to think about people that they know that may not know about this opportunity. I mean, there are entrepreneurial people out there that may not be part of the standard search network.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Who might not have ever thought about this as a particular option. And I can't say enough. There is some ambivalence in my decision, because I mean, as I and others have said, now it is the fun part, which mm-hmm. is the creative visioning and kind of pulling the community together for ideas. And, but it is, there's not ever going to be a better time than right now to attract just the right person. And so I'm very excited for the organization, and I'm not going anywhere. So I will stand by that person and support whoever it is that the board selects with all my might. Yeah. And I'm very grateful that they're doing an excellent job at that search.
Mm-hmm. I think I've been around nonprofit organizations that have had changes in leadership, and it is always such a benefit when the previous leader sticks around to have their spirit in the mix of what's going on. So it'll be great to have you there, still part of the Marine Science Center.
Counting on it.
Yeah. You mentioned this is what's coming up is the fun part, but it's also a very, very hard work part. You're talking about building a presence much more visible to the visitor to Port Townsend than the current Marine Science Center is. Yeah. I mean, it's right there on Water Street in the flagship landing building. And what an opportunity to make a destination institution that people come here for.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons, and Larry, I think you and I talked about this when we talked about the decision to purchase Flagship Landing, is the planet needs for us to reach a broader audience. The marine waters, the Salish Sea, and the health of the Salish Sea needs for us to not just be talking to the people who already get it, but to reach a broader demographic that understand that over half the oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean. They need to understand that unless we're taking better care of the marine environment, the future really is not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of the core decision to purchase Flagship and to adapt that, as well as being a demonstration for sea level rise.
And there you're poised right on the edge of the water with Flagship Landing.
Right. And partner with the city, and John Morrow's leadership in that is mm-hmm. just, it's wonderful. He's going to be the keynote speaker for our stewardship breakfast next week.
Next week.
Online.
When is that?
That's the 13th.
At 10 a.m. You can register for that online at the website as well. So all roads lead, all PTMSC, Marine Science Center, roads lead to our website.
Very good website it is. Well, I think we've just about covered what we can in this short period of time, but I have to congratulate you, Jeanine, for the job that you've done and bringing the Port Townsend Marine Science Center to this point. And you, Diane, also for heading the board, and I know how important the board is in making all of this possible. And Diane, you'll be sticking with the board for a while through this transition period.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yes, I'll be stepping down as president, but I'm sticking with the board. We've got a lot of work to do.
Oh yeah. Oh, we all do. And it'll be exciting. It'll be very, very exciting from my perspective to follow the development of this institution as it goes forward. That's important news, and it's great news to cover on radio, I got to tell you. So I've done that in other places. And we look forward to it. It's so important to this community and so important to the region. So
we really appreciate your interest and your continued interest, because the stories that we tell are about and for the community. And we really appreciate the support of the community, because that is our strength. So thank you very much for what you do, Larry.
Well, it's all a synergy between all of us, really. It's a community organization that benefits all of us, and it needs all of our input and support. Just like so many institutions in the community, our radio station among them, and the film festival.
Yes.
And the film festival, which is having a change in leadership at this point, too. So these institutions need to go on.
And with this extraordinary community and the generosity in this community, we're very fortunate to sustain all the nonprofits and the kinds of change.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting time.
Really. Thank you so much. Jeanine Boire, the executive director of the Port Townsend Marine Science Center, and Diane Baxter, a board member and board chair at this point of the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. They're both key people involved in the process of searching for a new leader for this next phase in growth of the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you, KPTZ.
Yeah.
Some music after our interview from Joy Harjo, a indigenous Native American writer, poet, musician, and she is the U.S. Poet Laureate for the third term right now. Powerful, powerful woman, Joy Harjo.
There we were, right back where we had started. We were bumping into each other in the dark. And now we had no place to live, since we didn't know how to live with each other.
I want to thank Jeanine Boire and Diane Baxter for talking again about the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. Real interesting developments with that organization. There are two events coming up that you can attend on Zoom. Wednesday the 13th, that's this Wednesday at 10 a.m., is the annual stewardship celebration. And it is available, again, if you go to PTMSC, PT Marine Science Center.org. That's Wednesday, the 13th at 10 a.m. And then their series called A Future of Oceans Lecture is featuring Linda Mapes, the author of Orca, Shared Water, Shared Home. And she's a noted writer for the Seattle Times and nature and environment writer, Linda Mapes. That's Sunday, October 17th at 3 p.m. on Zoom. They're both for you. Just go to ptmarinesciencecenter.org. This has been Attention Please. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for supporting this station and all these kind of interesting conversations that we can have because we exist here at KPTC to serve this community. It's radio from our community, for our community, and the greater world. Larry Stein here for KPTC. Thank you.